Hello everybody, welcome back. Welcome to my presentation, Daylight Design, Daylight Glare Probability Based Analysis Tool. I'll start with a little background information. I recently graduated on a healthy lighting project at the University of Eindhoven. And in this project, I analyzed non-imaging facts and visual conditions. And as a small part of this project, I developed this glare tool, which I also did in combination with PJC Consulting. And well, after the graduation, I wanted to try whether I could make a tool myself and how would it just test case for myself. And then I took this glare method I developed from my graduation and I tried to put it into a graphical user interface, which then the South African company could use. So it's development of a tool. I'll first go into a theoretical background. Well, it won't take that much time because everybody's familiar with it. Then I'll show the method used and I'll give a demonstration for a conclusion. Okay. So, well, daylight design, everybody's here will be familiar with it, but for the green building consultant like PJC Consulting, it will be whether there is sufficient daylight available. So is there sufficient daylight available in the room? Can the electrical lights be switched off? Can you save energy? But also, of course, the other part, won't glare occur? Because if glare occurs, the blinds are likely to be closed, which results in that the electrical lights will be switched on. And for the analysis of this glare and when the lights will be closed, there are various metrics. And I'll just highlight the maximum useful daylight illuminance and the daylight glare probability. The company currently uses the maximum useful daylight illuminance because this gives information of of an entire space of a floor plan. And it gives information which is easy to communicate to architects, because you, in their floor plans, you give false color pictures and are easy interpretable. But on the other side, you also have the daylight glare probability, which besides just maximum illuminance in desk level, studies at eye level brightness and contrast. Well, then the cases for the office itself, so this is a part of the office in South Africa, they already realized that the useful daylight index is not the best way to go for our blind control. Because, well, they have this situation. We have the big boss, he's sitting over there, he has the best spot just by the window. And then they will have a meeting, and everybody, it's just an informal meeting, everybody's sitting at the desk. And the one who's sitting here, he can't see anything because of glare, the contrast in the window. And if you do use the useful daylight illuminance, maximum useful daylight illuminance, it is not likely that it's glare will occur there, but in the vertical field they experience that this glare occurs. So they wanted a new glare approach, but they wanted it like in the UDI. They wanted to tell something about the entire floor space instead to the one working position. Because if this one working position, their glare will occur in this one position, well, it might be fine over here. And then it doesn't really matter that glare occurs in this position. And it also wants to tell over the entire day instead of just one moment in time. So, but on the other hand, you have this contrast issue and the brightness at eye level. So they wanted actually to combine it. And, well, before I further explain everything, the next few images is just this office is used. This is just a basic office which I use for my graduation project. So, the two windows at the facade. So, it's for the interpretation of the following images. So, what I did, I just combined the UDI and the DGP. I made a grid where I analyzed all the glare occurrence, and I did it over time. So for creating a grid, instead of using the desk level which you use for your UDI, I use it at eye level. And since a view direction is included, I use multiple view directions, as shown in this floor plan. Then to analyze it over time, this could be the output result of one sensor location over time, and you'd have a glare probability, and you just analyze what percentage of time are you below a certain set point. Okay, and then all these results, again, you want to come from the data, you want to create easy interpretable results for architects and other parties in the design process. And since multiple view directions are included, the results should be for different views, so you should have that this results in more floor plans for one. Okay, then I created, just as test, this tool. I used it for Windows, at one hand because I wanted to test whether I could write something for Windows, and on the other hand, it would be easy to use for the office in South Africa. But I wanted also to be, that everybody in the office would be able to use it. And it uses Radiance for Windows and Dacem, as it uses EvoClare. Okay, I will now demonstrate the tool. The tool actually uses the following process. First you give some input, then you start the process. It first will prepare the data, will calculate the glare probability, and you come to the post-process results. I will use this building to demonstrate it. It's a just newly built building in Eindhoven, and there was a test whether there could be flexible desk where students could work at a certain area. Actually, it's a retrofit, so as you can see, it's an old working hall, and as you can see, the checkered roof. As there are glass, it's all glass in the elevated part. So it's an interesting space, likewise. And this is how it just looked like last week, as it was just being finished. And then cross-section floor plan. This is like an open space. It's like a big market hall with covered by the roof. And then the question was whether in this part it would be possible to have flex desks for the students. So that would be that part. So what to do, how to use the tool? Well, first you give your input. You just browse from left to right through the tabs. And so you start with just inserting your red file. This a student made this, this is how it came to this building. And it includes, the red file also includes material information. And this actually, since the office in South Africa uses Ecotec to generate red files, these are the formats that they immediately can include in this tool. There's a select file, destination folder, select a location. There's a drop down with various locations, Netherlands, Indonesia, Alaska, but there's also Kazakhstan. So you can insert any location. Select a date, since the current process is just for one day, because it's not the most efficient tool yet. And it's the grid file and a view file. I separated the grid file and view file since it would be then easier to maybe one view is not interesting due to symmetrical reasons, or it's just very likely that glare won't appear, so you can easily change it. Or you could change other views which are very interesting architecturally wise. Then you just actually come to the selection of the accuracy, and you can change all the values, and then you press calculate. And as you press calculate, first it will prepare, so it will generate a series of skies for the current process jet sky is used, and it will combine the skies and the model into oak trees. Next, for each hour, each view direction, each sensor, the HDR images are generated and then analyzed. And then for all these sensors and view directions, this time-based analysis is done, so you can see the glare probability based on throughout the data. And actually, I've tested, it gives a result in percentage that glare won't occur. So if it's 1 or 100%, it will be glare-free place with few directions. Okay, and it gives them the following results. You get your sensors and it goes all the way. And then at the left you can see you can insert a set point. So what's the level you want to test your glare at? And then you can just analyze it and can give for the different view directions, each row's view direction, the likelihood that glare won't occur at that location throughout the entire day. So they come to the post-processing part to put the data into false color problems. And what I used myself used Excel, but you could use any other spreadsheet software. Well, it's up to yourself. But it's very easy because you just copy-paste the data, use conditional formatting to create false color floor plans, which you then very easily can combine with the floor plans from the architect. And then what's interesting is that, well, so then I get results from the different views, and you can clearly see a different output per view direction. So if you want to use the space, if you really think about how you would locate your furniture, you could make better use of the space. And then when I combine it with the UDI Max results, which I did for the same day this time, I used the DAISY results and took this one day data, you can see that if the company traditionally would have done, then the space most likely would not have been used, since most of the spaces there's a lot of glare. But then if you look at the DGP results, you think the space can be used, just as long as you would consider your interior design. So that's in the question, would including interior design be a next step for the green building consultant as they're trying to optimize their building to be sustainable? Well, conclusions of future development. Well, it's an easy to use tool which I developed for in Microsoft Windows using Radiance for Windows and DAISY. It's easy to produce false color results out of this picture, which you can communicate to the architect. The results clearly differ from the UDI Max results, which you otherwise might use. It includes a few directions. But it's still a tool very in progress, and it's for sure not the most efficient way it's written and does not use the cores, etc., very efficiently. So it's still in development. It's at the moment still very time-consuming. Well, you could start your calculation and go away for the weekend, come back and finish. it's not yet the result. And it's just tested on a small number of pages, so it's not very, it's nothing valid. Okay. Well, and there might be some errors DGP-wise that I might be correcting now. Thank you.
What was the useful daylight illuminance exceeding level? You said what was the threshold?
The useful daylight illuminance was 2,000 lux, I believe, the standard.
Okay. In offices, for offices use in this case, you set the threshold?
Well, actually, I set it to the same power you used in the days, but I believe that's 2,000 lux. Am I correct?
It's 102,000 lux.
Well, yeah, but then, so the maximum is the 2,000.
Yeah, oh, the overload is over.
Yeah, so it's the overload is compared.
Okay, yeah. Just an additional comment regarding this useful daylight as well. Personally, I don't like it because I think daylight is always useful. Yeah, and we had also several user assessments where the people adjusted their blinds in the way they wanted to, and they had an average about 3,000 lux. So I would never say 2,000 lux is not useful anymore.
Yeah.
So you always have to be careful.